Anyone with mental illness or disability can reach their full potential. They just need support to do it. Hello, this is Governor Paul LePage. In the early 90s, I was fortunate to work with a startup program in Maine focusing on enriching the lives of people affected by mental illness and disability. In Waterville, that program is thriving today and is known as the High Hopes Clubhouse. The clubhouse model promotes individual strengths to recover from the effects of mental illness sufficiently to lead a personally satisfying life, and a belief that work and work-related relationships are healing. High Hopes Clubhouse is Maine's founding clubhouse and one of four in our state. A major focus of the clubhouse movement is to assist its members into transitional employment. When I was general manager at Martin's, we employed nearly 50 High Hopes members, many of whom earned their first paycheck through that company. Last year, payrolls from active and former members totaled more than $1.5 million, which means these people are not only learning work skills, but they are taxpayers too. In addition to economic advantages, membership has demonstrated health benefits as well. Studies show that membership in a clubhouse model results in a significant decrease in the number of hospitalizations. That's why I was astonished to hear from members from across the country on a recent trip to a clubhouse conference in Washington, D.C., that other governors have not embraced this program. This is not the run-of-the-mill welfare program, doling out money without a return on investment. Quite the opposite. It's a program saving taxpayer dollars in turn, empowering its members and improving the overall health of the individual. Clubhouse support is a win-win, setting an individual on a path to long-term economic stability and minimizing taxpayer assistance needed by the individual. I'm proud to say I support clubhouses throughout Maine and the nation, and I'm confident if you take the time to learn about the services of this program that you'll find it's much more than a social program. It's a place where dignity, purpose, and confidence are restored and people are provided a well-deserved sense that they are contributors to their community, not dependent on it. At the recent conference, dozens of clubhouse members approached me from many states, including Maryland, South Carolina, Texas, and Utah, to name a few. They asked that I reach out to their governors. So I have, and I encourage clubhouse advocates to do the same. Government officials have a responsibility to run government as effectively and efficiently as possible, and part of that is to learn about taxpayer-funded programs that really work. Well, this one not only works, it is a proven success, and it only takes a visit to your local clubhouse to understand why. Remember, you don't work for the government. The government works for you. So reach out to your officials and show your support for a clubhouse near you. Thank you for listening.